Today's shir is Masechta Zvachim, Daf Mem Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Vav Amar Beis, two lines from the bottom, Amar Belozer. Says the Gemara, Amar Belozer, Chatas Sheshacht L'Shem Chulin. If a Chatas was brought, as we've discussed extensively in the end of our previous shir, L'Shem Chulin, with the intention that it's Chulin, the Alochi is the Ksheira, the carbon is kosher. Mishum Chulin, that if on the other hand, the person who shechted the carbon was under the assumption that this carbon is chulin, that this animal is chulin. So that means in his mind, this animal is not a carbon. And therefore, this falls into the category which comes up in Shas, the category of Masasik. For example, if somebody, Shabbos, is Michal Shabbos B'shoyig, that he didn't realize what he's doing may not be done on Shabbos. That's called a shayig. It's called an ischayev karmachatis. But if somebody on Shabbos is a misasik, where he didn't realize what he's doing that it was something that's not allowed to be done. An example: he picks something up from the ground. The sun, assuming that it's disconnected for the ground. So as far as he was determined that it wasn't anything that's usur, that's not a considered individual who is a shagig, that's a misasik. And the Gemara explains, as the question was asked, how do we know that if somebody does something with kachim without at all intending that it should be considered, should be an act of kachim, that it's possible, that it's considered possible. The Gemara in Masechta Chulin explains that somebody doesn't intend to do shchit at all. He's intending to pick up the knife, throw the knife, and by picking up or throwing the knife, then the animal got slaughtered. If he had a mind to do a shchita, but he didn't have a mind that this is a carbon, it would be kosher. So Tosfos asks that in a case where a person had no intention, we know that the definition of shchita means to cut the simonim. If this individual had no intention to cut the simonim of the animal, so then it's not an act of shchita. And if it's not an act of shchita, so how can we say that it would be a kosher shchita? Says Tosfos that we're speaking about a person who intended to cut the simonim of this animal, the chana veishit, but he didn't have mind to do it l'shem shchita. The halacha is by a shchita of an animal that we're going to eat, that would be acceptable. The reason why that would be acceptable is because the person, what's required to be able to eat an animal is to have a mind to cut the simonim, and this person had that intention, and that's why it's acceptable. By kachim, there's another level, and that is we have to recognize that it's a carbon. And since we have to recognize that it's a carbon, doing this alone would not be acceptable. How do we know that that is the halacha shenemar? The pasuk says, "V'shacharas barabak l'fnei Hashem, at shehei shchit l'shem ben bakar." It has to be done with an intent that he realizes that it's a carbon. And if he doesn't realize that it's a carbon, it's possible. Says the Gemara, Amalei. So Shmuel said to Rev Huna, B'yadeinu, we knew about this drasha, and therefore, of course, we recognize that the shchita has to be done on that fashion. But what I want to know is L'akiv Menayin. How do I know that the Kavana is this type of kavanah is absolutely essential. And if you didn't have that type of kavanah, the carbon is possible. Amalei, Sarafuna said, the way we know it is because the pasuk says, L'ritzoinchem tiz b'chua, which we learn from that pasuk, L'datchem tiz b'chua, tiz zivchua, you have to know that you're shechting the animal, and you're shechting it l'shem carbon. And if not, the carbon will be possible. And I saw that the Imre Yosef explains that the Torah is teaching us that when you're shechting, the part of the kavana when we shecht a carbon is that we're shechting the yetzahara. We're taking away the yetzahara from our lives. If you bring a carbon without having that kavana, if you bring a carbon without understanding why and what is the goal of bring your carbon, then you've missed the point. It's not l'ritzoinchem. We learned in the Mishnah that the person who's bringing the carbon, the kohen who's doing the avodah on the carbon, he is the critical element in bringing the carbon. Says the Gemara. Masnisin like a Tana. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah is not consistent with the following Tana. The Tanya Amar Belezer Rabbi Yossi Shemata Shabalim Afaglim. He says that if the people who are bringing the carbon had a machshavas chutzl zmane chutzl mekaymai, they too will create that the carbon should be pigel. Amar Rava my Tam Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. What is the basis for his opinion? So he answers the Gemara Damakra. Vicar of Hamakriv Kabana La Hashem Michasilus Isaram Balabarvisa in Shemin. And the Torah calls the person who owns the carbon the makriv. So we see from here that the makriv, not just the kohen, but the makriv himself, also the person who's bringing the carbon, also will disqualify the carbon. The Migdash Tavit asks the question that we're learning now, according to Belozer Yossi, that Shabbati Shabbalim Mefaglim. Is that, where will that be applicable? What will be if the owner of the carbon is standing outside of the Beis HaMikdash and he has this machshava? Will it also be a case that according to him, the owner will be mefagel or will not be? And he says that just like we learned that certainly if he has to be standing in the Azara and if he's not standing in the Azara, then he won't make it into Pigel. I saw that the Steichemet suggests that the only way that, and these are going to be very relevant points to a question we're going to bring up in a moment, that even though he holds Baalim Mefaglim, when do we say Baalim Mefaglim? Is if the Kohen doesn't have a contrary Machshava, but the Kohen just being quiet. But if the Kohen explicitly says that he's bringing the carbon properly, then the owners don't have the ability to make a carbon which the kohen is bringing properly into pigel. And this point is another point that the Avni Nezer makes, is that this halacha that we're learning that the Baalim Mefaglim, that Avni Nezer suggests, is only by the Shechita. And the reason he explains, very geschmack. There's a question if the kohanim are shluchi de dona, shluchi de rachmana. And part of the question is, if the kohanim who, as they do the avodah, are they our shlichim or special shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And he suggests that they could be shluchi de don by the shchita part. Because since shchita ksheir bizarre, so since the shchita could be done bizarre, the Yisrael, the owner of the carbon, could have brought the carbon. And therefore, the kohen is our shliach. But the other avodas with a Yisrael, of course, is disqualified from doing those avodas. The kohen is not our shliach. So therefore, by this shchita, which the owner of the carbon has a significant part of that, has a role to play. So that's where the Gemara says Baalim Mefaglim. But in a part of the carbon where the role, owner has no role to play, everybody would agree that the owners cannot be Mefagel. There's a question that Rabbi Yehuda Osson, the Shas Tshuvas Yehuda Yala, asks. We've discussed situations where somebody donates a carbon, not that he's obligated to bring a carbon, he's donating the carbon on behalf of somebody else. So now the question is, who is the one, if we're learning now, Baalim Mefaglim, who would be the one that's considered the Baalim Mefaglim? Will it be the person who the carbon is being brought on his behalf, or will it be the person who brought the carbon? And he says that So he says that certainly the one that's getting the kapara is the one that's the balam as far as Hilchos Pigul is concerned. The Masham is not convinced that that's the halakha. The other question is, of course, having Machshavas Pigul, besides what it does to the carbon, the question is, it's Aveira to have that Machshava. The question is, the Achronim debate, is this a halacha that's only said to the Kayin? Or if now we're learning the Balaam of Aglim, so not only does the Balaam have the ability to make the carbon into pigle, but perhaps what Balaam of Aglim means is that the carbon that the owner, when he has that Machshava, is over an Aveira, and as I said, it's a Machlokes Achronim. There's a famous question of the Sefer Gevuras Ari. The Sefer Gevuras Ari is a Sefer that was written by Rabbi Yosef Engel Zatzal. And Rabbi Yosef Engel, in that Sefer Gevuras Shmoinim, asks the question. The question that he asks is, how could there ever be a carbon that a Soita brings? And we know that the carbon that the Soita brings is going to determine if she's a Soita. And if the carbon is not brought in the proper fashion, then the carbon will become disqualified. And of course, it won't be able to determine if this question, if this woman is a Soita. So every woman who's a Soita, particularly if she's indeed guilty, will have a Machshavas Pigul. And if she'll have a Machshavas Pigul, it will disqualify the carbon. And once it disqualifies the carbon, the Soita process won't work. So the question was asked, how will we be able to bring a carbon Soita if we hold Balaam of Aglim and prevent the carbon from being Pigul and make the carbon workable? And as I said, Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a Sefer called Gevura Shmoinim. The reason the Sefer is called Gevura Shmoinim 80 is because there are 80 answers. He offers 80 answers to these questions. I once saw that he really had more than 80 answers, but he only wrote down 80 answers because he liked the name Gevura Shmoinim, so he kept it to 80. He kept it to 80 answers. So there are many answers given. One is, as we just discussed, that the Machshavas Pigul only works while one is in the Azara. So what will happen is they'll keep the Soita out of the Azara. If they'll keep the Soita out of the Azara, her Machshava will not be effective. Another teretz that he suggests is that the Soita will be instructed that she should explicitly say, I want this carbon to work. And when the Soita is explicitly instructed to say, I want this carbon to work, so that will not be, the carbon will not become pigle. A similar teretz that I saw to that is that the halachi we've discussed from the beginning of the Masechta, when we speak about a machshavas that posel, shalai l'shma when it's posel, or pigle when it's posel, we've discussed many times, it has to be a machshava that, according to Rashi and Tosis, that's verbalized. So we won't let her say anything that will disqualify the carbon. Another teretz, based on what we just learned, is that even though he's saying that the halacha is that owner of a carbon can make the carbon pigle, that's only if the kohen didn't have a proper machshava. But if the kohen has a proper, that means the kohen was b'shtika, the kohen wasn't thinking. But if the kohen had a proper machshava, then the halacha will be that the owner's machshava is not stronger than the kohen's machshava. So when the carbon mechas soita is brought, will specifically have a mind that it should be brought with the proper machshava. And by having a mind that should be brought, the kohen will have a mind that should be brought properly, so therefore her machshava will not have any validity. Another teretz that I saw, that even when we're learning the Gemara, that Bailam Mefaglim, that's only by carbon toid and carbon shlomim. By other kabbanis, everybody agrees that the owner does not have the ability to make the carbon into pigle. And since by those kabbanis, the owner does not have the ability to make the carbon pigle, so that's why it won't be pigle, even if she has a machshavas pigle by the mechasaita. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Rav Elazar of Yosef, Rav Elazar of Shimon ben Elazar, Kula Sfirlei. They are all of the similar opinion. Zeh machashev, v'zeh oivet. When the owner has one machshava, and the kohen is bringing the carbon, and he has the proper mach, and he doesn't have any machshava, the owner's machshava, have a machshava, is considered a machshava that we have to take in consideration. And the Gemara shows us how they all hold that way. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, it's Hodamar, we just learned Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi's opinion about the owner's machshava vis-a-vis the carbon. Rabbi Elazar, where do we see Rabbi Elazar's opinion? The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Hashoichit loive kachavim. If somebody shechs a behema that's chulin, and while he's shechting the carbon that's chulin, he had in mind that it should be for avodah zarah, shechitasik shera. The owner had a mind that the tzarich of the kavim that the shechit is ksheir. Rav Elazar paisel. He says that when a kavim brings an animal to be slaughtered, that he has a mind of avodah zarah, and therefore, even if it's a yisrael that's shechting the animal, but the owner is an avodah zarah, the animal is considered takruvus avodah zarah, and since the animal is considered avodah zarah, the carbon becomes like avodah zarah, even though the shaychet was a religious Jew. The next example is a very big part of Masechta Shabbos, is talking about the Issur Tzav. This is the carry on Shabbos. And the Mishnah, the Masechta, the Gemara speak about what is the shear, what is the amount that you have to carry to be chay for carrying on Shabbos. So it has to always be the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, teach us Davar Shukash Latznia, something that has value used to a person, and therefore, if it's something Shematznim that you would put away, so by putting it away, you show that it has significance and value. If somebody put away something that is not normally the amount that's put away of this item, and therefore, by everybody else, it's not considered choshev. It's considered choshev to the person who put it away, and therefore be chayev for hitzav. So if I put something away which is less than the usual amount, by me putting it away, I show that this is something that's choshev. By me showing that this is choshev to me, I'll be chayev for carrying it. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Elazar holds that the Tanya, we learn in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Ayin Vav, Klal Amar Rav Shimon Elazar, Kosh Ein Kosh Latzniyai. If there's something which is not the amount that's usually put away, Ein Matzniyai Kamayi, people don't put away something this size. Huchshar Lazer Matzniyai. If the person who put it away, by putting it away, he showed that it's Choshev to him, and by putting it away and showing that it's Choshev to him, and now Bar Achav Etziyai, and now somebody else carried it, even though I'm the one that's carrying it, and to me it's not of significance, the fact that it's of significance to the person who put it away makes me chayiv. And so we see that somebody else holds, that again we have opinion that somebody else's machshava could affect what I'm doing. So of course I saw that the Mefarshim asked the obvious question, what is the connection between carrying on Shabbos and pigle? As we started this piece of Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi in this piece of Gemara taught us, says there's a special limud that hekrev hamakrev, that not only pigle is by the koyin, but also by the person who's bringing in the carbon. What does that have to do with Shabbos, which is not based on a pasuk, but based on a svara, that if it's something that's significant to me, then it becomes significant to anyone who carries my thing. So I saw that the Sefer Michas Yehuda says that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi is not really based completely on the pasuk. He is of the opinion that just like by carbon. If I am the owner of the carbon, so of course my machshava regarding the carbon cannot be ignored. And therefore, if I have a machshava's pigel, it's something that has to be taken. It's something that has to be taken into consideration. He's going to say that's the exact same svara as by Shabbos. Where by Shabbos we said the fact that it's choshev to me is enough to make the fact that it's choshev to me is enough to make it pigel, even though you didn't have the machshava. But given that I'm the owner, my machshava cannot be ignored. If that's the case, the svara by both of them is very much the same. Says the Gemara, Tavai, Rabbi Lazar of Shimon Alazar, Islahu, Rabbi Lazar of Rabbi Yosef, that just like they said their svara where they applied it, they will hold like Rabbi Lazar of Rabbi Yosef that by kachim, the machshava of the owner is mefagel. Because, hashta b'chutz, something where we speak about Avodah Zarah or Shabbos, where machshava is not the critical factor. And even though machshava is not the critical factor, I'm meaning that the machshava of one person could affect what another person does. So certainly, b'fnim, when we speak about avoida that takes place inside the Beis HaMikdash, so when we speak about avoida which takes place in the Beis HaMikdash, that we keep on learning in our Masechta how machshava is such a critical element in the bringing of a carbon, certainly the machshava of one could affect another person. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi less the Tavayu. But Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi does not necessarily have to agree with the halacha that we learned by Avodah Zarah and by Shabbos. Because maybe, where does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi say his halacha befnim? Who damrinin? Because as we keep on repeating, in the Beis HaMikdash, machshavas are critical. Bechutz, but something that happens outside the Beis HaMikdash, Avodah Zarah and Shabbos, lo yamrinin, he wouldn't say his opinion. Rav Shimon Elazar, who says his svar begat Shabbos, Islay the Rebbe Elazar is going to agree with Rebbe Elazar said by Avodah Zarah. Because hashtab Shabbos aminin, if by Shabbos was saying that somebody else's machshava could affect if I did chil Shabbos, by Avodah Kechavim, where by Avodah Zarah is much more similar to Avodah Pnim. Because when we speak about Avodah Zarah is also very much connected to machshava. We very often learned in Masechta Sanhedrin that if somebody does an act which seems to be an act of Avodah Zarah, but it's not, he's doing an act of Avodah Zarah, but he doesn't have a mind that it should be Avodah Zarah, it's not considered Avodah Zarah. So we see that by Avodah Zarah, machshava is a very critical element. Rabbi Elazar, lesser Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, Rabbi Elazar who says that by Avodah Zarah, the machshava of the owner could have an effect. Rabbi Elazar, lesser Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Elazar. Dumb about is kechavim hu damrinin. By Avodah Zarah, as we just said, machshava makes a difference. Came b'fnim, just like it makes a difference by karbonis. Av b'shevis, but machshavis, there the Torah requires malachs machshavis asra Torah. The Torah says that when is it considered a malacha on Shabbos? When it was done with the proper kavana. And the proper kavana presumably means my kavana for what I am doing. And therefore, since it means my kavana for what I am doing, somebody else's kavana cannot have any influence. Somebody else's kavana cannot have any influence on what I'm doing. And the reason we know that only Melech's Machshavis is Asur Torah is because the halacha of Shabbos, of Melech on Shabbos, are connected to the halachas of the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, the Melechas were Melech's Machshavis. And therefore, if that's the case, we won't be able to learn the halacha of Shabbos from Avodah Zarah and from Avodah Zarah and Pigel. Hanuloch Beishamai, Hanuloch Beishamai, Hanuloch Beishamai. Begin the famous parak, Ezu Mekoyim Shel Zochim. Where was the proper place for the different kabbonis to do the Shechita? And as the Rishonim point out, the Mishnah begins with the halacha of shechita, but the Mishnah is not only speaking about shechita. The Mishnah is speaking about all types of the avodah that are done in the carbon. It's interesting to point out the first Mishnah, Masech the Brachos, the Tana begins Me'emesai Koyin Shema, and Me'emesai Koyin Shema Ba'arvin, and the Gemara immediately asks Tana Hechikoy Diktani Emesai. If we're going to learn the word Emesai, it must be that the halacha that we're referring to was mentioned. In our Mishnah, we begin Ezim Koyin Shel Zvachim, but the Gemara doesn't say that there has to be a special place for the shechita. Never have we learned explicitly that there's a special place for the carbon to be brought, that we now ask a question, Ez Mekaimam. Says the Gemara, I saw that the Mefarshim point out, we were already learning so many blat in Masechta Zvachim, and we've learned about so many details. So certainly, we know that there are many details involved in the bringing of a carbon. And therefore, since we know that there's so many details involved in bringing the carbon, it's obvious that there has to be a place where the carbon should be brought. When we speak about Perek Ezim HaKaimim, says the Ritva already, that what makes this Perek Ezim HaKaimim so significant is that this is a Perek in which there's no machlokes. And it's important to explain what is meant when we say that there's no machlokes. It doesn't mean that every halacha stated in this perek is not the subject of a machlokes. They are the subject of machlokes. What it means to say is that in the mishnayos on this perek, everything is without machlokes. And therefore, this is the perek that we know is said every morning by many people when they say Kabbonis, because as I saw, the preacher already says that the proper thing that should be said every morning is different psukim that speak about the carbon tamid, and then afterwards we say, which we represent saying the Parshas HaTamid and other psukim about Kabbonis, would be the way to that we learn Mikra, that we're learning Chumash. Then we say Ez Mekaimim, which was a Mishnayis. And then we say the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel, which is a Brisa. And like that, we know that the Gemara says that every day we should learn Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. And this is the way we fulfill it, by learning this. And as I said, the reason that we learn this is because what makes these Mishnayis so very unique is that there's no Machloikas. Another pshat that I saw is that this Mishnah goes back all the way to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because it's interesting, the Mishnah, when it speaks about, in this parak about the wall, it doesn't say the Azorah, it says the Kloyim. Where were the Kloyim? The Kloyim were in the Mishnah, Mishkan, presumably teaching us that this Mishnah goes back to the time, that this Mishnah goes back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Yisoid V'Sherish Avoida says, if we look in the Rizal's writing, the Rizal, when he writes about this perek, says Kol Mishnah u'Mishnah shel perek zeh, every Mishnah that's learned in this perek, who tikin b'fnei atzma b'fnei elohim esal yoinim, not even to really be able to explain what he's saying, but what he's saying is that every Mishnah in this perek is, when we learn this Mishnah in the perek, then we're accomplishing incredible things in Shemayim, in the world of Ruchnius, things that we don't necessarily even understand what we're accomplishing are accomplished by learning this Mishnah. There's, of course, the famous statement that we learn also often, the Kol Ha'oisik B'Tairis Oila, if somebody learns about a carbon, it's Kil Hikrav Oila. And that's why it's so important to learn these Mishnayis, because we unfortunately are in a world where we can't bring Kabbonis, but we should at least be able to learn the Mishnayis in this Perek because by learning the Mishnayos in this parak, we'll be considered like we learned, we brought a carbon. Having said that, I saw that the Shulchan Aruch Rav actually suggests that we're not obligated to say this parak every day. However, as much as we're not obligated to say this parak every day, when we know that we did something for which Bizman Shabbos Mishay Kayim we would bring a carbon, the proper thing to do is on that day to say the halachas of that carbon, so we should get the credit as if we brought the carbon. So the Mishnah teaches us, kachi kachim, when we bring kachi kachim, the halacha is that kachi kachim shritasim b'tzofen, the shrit is done in the tzofen, in the north part of the Azara. And as we discussed earlier in our Masechta, when we speak about the tzofen, there are different opinions. What is tzofen? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that the tzofen means the place right corresponding on the north of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef says it's not only that spot, but it's also the spot that goes towards the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi holds the whole north part of the Azara. The Kachi Kachim, which are a higher level Kedusha, that is where the Torah says that the Kachi Kachim, Shritasim B'tzofen, the carbon should be brought in the north. I saw a number of Pshatim. One Pshat is that the Kachi Kachim represent this Pshat. There's a Pshat that the Toldos Yaakov Yosef suggests, that the Kachi Kachim represent the person who's a bigger tzaddik. A person who's a bigger tzaddik doesn't do an Aveira publicly. That person, when he does an Aveira, he does it soften. Whereas a person who's kachukalim, a person who's not on that high level, does Aveiras even publicly. And therefore, kachukachim, a tzaddik is doing an Aveira, and we need a kapara for the Aveira, shchitasim b'tzofen. His shchita was done b'tzofen, and his Aveiras are done quietly. Tzofen means hidden. Kachim kalim, people are not that on that madrega. Then the halacha is his Aveiras are done become makim, and his carbon is brought become makim. Another pshat that I saw, similar pshat, from the Shem Shmuel, that Kachi Kachim, people who are greater tzaddikim, their Averis are done b'tzofen. They won't do an Avera which involves doing an act of doing an Avera. But they do an Avera in their heart. They maybe think the wrong thing. But Kachim Kalim, people who are not on that level, they're doing Averis, Shritasim B'Kamakim. They're doing Averis not only in their heart, but they're also doing Averis with their action. Another point that I saw is that as we discuss this Mishnah and this Perek, and we're learning how it's a critical Perek that we should say every day, because what is the first subject that is taught in this Perek? The first subject we're learning in this parak is where the carbon should be brought. And it's also, as we're saying, said when we're about to daven. And the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simon Tzadiches of Katan Dalad points this out, that when somebody davens, should be kavei makom tefilosoi. He should be careful to have a set place for his davening. Where is the makom kavua? Where do we find the need to have a makom kavua? We find it from here, that the kabbanis, as we're learning, had to be brought in a set place. So just like the kabbanis had to be brought in a set place, so too when we daven, it should be in a set place. And therefore, we try, as we're about to daven, we say the perek ezu mekayimim to get that point across. Another question is, when we speak about a makom kavua for tefillah, what is the definition of a makom kavua for tefillah? I saw three different opinions in the Achronim. One opinion I saw is that you have to have a set place where you daven, specifically that spot, nowhere else. Another pshat is that as long as where you're davening is within Dalar Amis, as long as where you are davening it is within Dalar Amis of where you have your Makam Kavua, that is considered that you daven by your Makam Kavua. And then I saw another opinion, and that is if it's a Makam Kavua doesn't mean to have a specific seat, special seat in the shul. If you daven in a shul, and you're always davening in the same shul, that is considered as if you're davening in your Makam Kavua. And of course, this is most important discussion. If somebody comes to shul and there's somebody sitting in a seat, what should he do? According to the first opinion, of course, in the nicest way possible, he maybe should ask that person to get up, because this is my Makam Kavua. According to the second opinion, as long as you could find a seat within Dalar Amis of your regular seat, you don't have to, that's good enough. And according to a third opinion, as long as you're davening in the shul where you're always davening, that's considered that you're davening in your Makam Kavua. Continues the Mishnah, Pavasar Shri Yom Kippurim, the parent saw that we've discussed so many times in our Masech that I brought on Yom Kippur, Shritasim B'tzafen, the Shrit of those Karbanos are done B'tzafen, the Chibel Daman, and the Kabbal Stam is also done B'kli Sharis B'tzafen, and has to be done in the Kli Sharis that in the Tzafen. There's the Daman Tana Zoya Abein Abadim, the blood of these Karbanos was sprinkled Bein Badi Ha'orin in the Kodesh HaKadosh, and we know that the Orin had two poles. The Kohen stood between the two poles, and he sprinkles from the dam a par, as we learned, Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata, from the dam a par, and we do also Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata from the dam HaSoyer. When we learn about Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata, we said K'matzlif, means that by the first one, you have your hand with the palm down, and by the other ones, the hand is up. The halach is that the dam does not go on the preiches. The halach is that the dam goes towards the preiches, but not actually on the preiches. In the Beis Hamikdash Sheni, where they did not have the Aron, so the Kohen Gadol stood on the spot where there was the Aron, where the Aron was situated by Beis HaMikdash Rishon, because there was no Aron. There's a very big discussion amongst the Rishonim when we speak about the Gemara. The Mishnah is very clear that the Kabbalah Stam is done by Klisharis B'Tzofen. There's a very big discussion amongst the Rishonim if the Sakin, if the knife that they used for shechting the carbon also has to be a kli sharis. There's some rishonim that say that since the sakin is what's mekadosh the dam, the sakin is what makes the dam have kedusha, that dam is ultimately going to be used for zrikas adam, which makes the carbon effective. The kli sharis, it has to be kli sharis. There are other opinions that actually hold that it doesn't have to be a kli sharis, that since the halach is that it could be done by Yisrael, so the halach, the shechita could be done by Yisrael, the sakin doesn't have to be a kli sharis. I saw a third opinion that says it matters what you're shechting, it matters what you're using. If you're using a knife, then the halach is that the knife has to be a kli sharis. If you're using a different material, to you a different type of sharp instrument to do shechita, there it doesn't have to be kli sharis. And then al preiches, then they did again by the parent Tzor Yom Kippur, after they did the zrikas in the kochei kochim, then they went into the Beis HaMikdash, and there too that they did zrika kneged the preiches from the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, achs lamal v'shev lamata. And then they did Zrikas on the Mizbeach Hazov. As we learned, that there are two opinions. One opinion is that the Dam HaPor and the Dam HaSor were mixed together. And then they put from that mixture on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then seven times on the surface of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The other opinion was that they're not mixed together before they're put on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. They're only, that when it comes to the four corners, they're put on separately, and then afterwards, before they put it on the surface of the Mizbeach, to put on there seven times, are they mixed? Says the Mishnah, Matanim Achsma Ma'akevis. Every one of these sprinklings that we just discussed, Zeriks that we just discussed, is absolutely essential. Shiar Adam, the leftover blood for of the Damapan Damasar, Hayshevach Yisoy Mizbeach, Hamaravish Mizbeach Achitzin, was poured on the western ledge of the bottom of the Mizbeach HaChitzin. V'loyinoson, according to this opinion, if you did not put the Shiare Adam on that part, v'loyikev, the carbon is still a kosher carbon. Parnas Rafim, we've discussed a parham Dovash Atzibur, that if most of Kleistrol, Bezdin issued an incorrect psak, and based on their incorrect psak, Kleistrol acted, so the Allah is that we bring a parham Dovash Atzibur. Parkoy Mashiach is that their Kohen Gadol, specifically a Kohen Gadol who was appointed Kohen Gadol with the Shemen HaMishkav, did an Aveira, which if a regular member of Klal Yisrael did that Aveira, he would bring a Karmen Chatas, a Kisba, a Seira. The Par Kohen Shiach brings the Kohen Shiach brings a Par, and by both the Par HaMdovash HaTzibur and the Par Kohen Shiach, the Loch is that the meat of the carbon is burnt outside of all three machnas, sirim and asrafim. That's a sir avodah zarah. Again, if based on an incorrect psak of Bezdin regarding avodah zarah, most of Klai Yisrael did an avera. The halach is that they bring a par la'ola and a sir l'chatas. So we speak about the sirim and asrafim. They too shchitasim b'tzafen, the kibul damim b'klisharis b'tzafen, the damim toin azon ha'prachas. We sprinkle from the dam on the prachas, on the other side of the prachas, not on the from the inside, but from the kodesh side, from mizbech hazav, and then we put from that dam on the four corners of the mizbech hazav. And here too, matan achsmem ma'kevis, everyone of those matanis is essential. Shiar dama yishayfek ha-yisoy meravish mizbech ha-chitzen. And here too, that the shiar dama poured on the mizbech ha-chitzen. Vim loy noson loy ikev. But if you didn't do the shvich ha-shrayim, it's okay. Elu ve-elu, both the parents of the Yom Kippur, and then the parm and siram nisrafim that we just spoke about, where are they burnt? The Srafim Abes Adeshin. They took, as we just said, they were taken outside of Yerushalayim to a place which is called the Beis Hadeshin, where when there was an abundance of ash that accumulates on the Mizbeach, it was taken out and there's no room to anymore put the wood and the Kabbanos on the Mizbeach. They took them to this place called Beis Hadeshin. Another way it's called is Shefach Hadeshin. And that's where these kabbanas are, that's where the ash is brought, and that's the same place where these kabbanas are burnt. Ask the Gemara. Mishnah began by saying kachim kachim shchitasim b'tzafin, but ask the Gemara v'nistin nami v'kibul damim b'klisharas b'tzafin. The halacha is that the kabbalas adam has to be done b'tzafin by all kachim kachim. Answers the Gemara. Kivin deka ashem etzayra. One of the kachim kachim is Hashem Mitzayra. The Kibul Dama B'Yadhu, that the Kabbalah's Dam is done in the palm of the hand of the Kayin. And therefore, since it's not done in the Klisharis, so it's not, this halacha of Klisharis is not a standard halacha by all Kachikachim, and that's why it was omitted. There's a question that the Achroinim try to understand, what does it mean when the Mishnah is saying that the Kabbalah Sadam was done biyad? Does that mean that there's really no Kabbalah Sadam? Or there, it is Kabbalah Sadam, but it's a Kabbalah Sadam that's not done with klisharis, but rather done with the hand. And there'll be many nafkaminas. One will be, if it's considered an act of Kabbalah Sadam, and this is kachim kachim, it should be done with tzafin. If it's not considered at all an act of Kabbal Saddam, it doesn't have to be done b'tzofen. Is there a din of Shvich Shraim? If you have leftover blood, is that going to be poured on the side HaMizbeach? Another halacha is halacha that we learned quite extensively previously in HaMasechta, that if there was Kabbalah Saddam, and now that dam pours onto the floor, so you could scoop up that dam and use it. But if there was no proper Kabbalah Saddam, you can't scoop, and the blood fell onto the floor, it cannot be scooped up. And the question will be, what is the halacha about the dam that we had with the Shem Metzorah that was caught in the Kayan's hand and it fell on the floor? Will it become disqualified if it fell out of the hand or not? What will be the halacha? Says the Gemara, V'loi, is that true that the Shem Metzorah did not have Kabbalah Saddam in the Keli? V'aktari la kamon. We're going to learn in the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalet that tells us Ashem Nazav Ashem Metzayra Shkitas Metzofen Kibul Damum Bekli Sharis Metzofen. Answers the Gemara, Mikara. At the beginning of the Perek, we're speaking about Sovik Kibul Damum Biyadhu, and the Tana was of the opinion that the Kibul Dam of a Metzayra is done with his Sovik Kibul Damum Biyadhu, and therefore Shairay, and therefore it was omitted from the Mishnah. But then, when we learned that the din of the Hashem Metzorah has to be done with a kli, hadatanya, then it was brought into the Mishnah later in the Perek. The Tanya, the pasuk says regarding the kibul dam of the Hashem Metzorah, v'lokach kaim dam ha'ashem yochav b'keli. I would think that it should be done with a kli shoros, as is the halacha by all other kachim kachim. Tamaloimer for nosan man sina. So we know that the dam of the Karban Hashem is applied to the right ear and right thumb and right toe of the Metzorah. So just like the Nesina is Ba'atma Shel Kohen, the Kohen does it with his finger, we would think that Af L'Kicha Ba'atma Shel Kohen, the Kabbalah's dam, has to be done with the Kohen's palm. Yochel Af L'Mizbeach, that we would think that when it's put on the Mizbeach, it should be taken directly from the animal and with the Kohen's hand and sprinkle on the Mizbeach. Tamalayim kechatas ha'ashahu. Ma chatas, when we speak about karma chatas, the kibul dam is always done with keli. Af ashem ta'an keli. Nintza ad ta'aymer. So based on what we just learned, says the Gemara, Hashem Metzorah shnei kohanim mekabel mustamai. The Kabbalah's dam of the Hashem Metzorah involved two kohanim. Echad b'yad, one Kohen quartered with his hand, vechav b'keli, and one kohen quartered in the keli. Zeshe kibul b'keli, the one that caught the dam in the kli shoros, boleitz mizbeach, comes to the mizbeach and does zrikas adam like by everything else. And zeshe kibul b'yad, boleitz mitzayra, the one that quartered with his hand, does the putting of the blood on the mitzayra's ear, thumb, and toe with his hand, with the dam that he caught in his hand. There is a discussion amongst the Achronim which was done first. The Batanura is of the opinion that the Kabbalah's dam biyad was done before Kabbalah's dam bekeli. And his basis is based that our Mishnah says that that's the one that was done first. But there are others that are of the opinion that it was the Kabbalah's dam bekeli that was done first and then the Kabbalah's dam biyad. And some suggest that the reason it was done first was that the Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach was done before the Zrikas Dam on the Metzorah. So since the Zrikas Dam of this blood on the Mizbeach will come first, the Kabbalah Dam of this carbon and the Keli, which is going to appear on the Mizbeach, also should come first.